It's Wednesday, which means it's time for Rob's book quiz. He's standing by in the Wellington studio. Kia ora, Rob.
Kia ora, Jesse.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. All cracking along.
What's anything happening in book news?
There's a lot of drama. There's kind of the whole awards season going on, like the preface to it.
Yeah.
So all the long lists come out and then everyone disagrees about what should be on the long lists. And I find it terribly boring. But yeah. I find that I'm becoming a kind of recalcitrant old man early in my life. And some would argue with the term becoming. But I find it so hard to care about the lists.
Yeah.
When someone unusual or unexpected wins, I'm really excited. Because I'm like, that's such a cool thing to happen.
Yeah.
It's good that something outside the academy got in. It's great to see things getting shaken up. And I might go and read it then. But the lists just bore me to tears. So I worry about it, you know? I think maybe it's not a good reflection on me.
In Jesse Book News, I met the author Neil Gaiman and he gave me a copy of American Gods.
Brilliant. Have you read that before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're going to love it. And it's such a perfect follow-on from The Absolute Book.
I did wonder about that, actually, whether I had the appetite for another fantasy straight away, but I'm excited to read it.
It's in a completely different vein.
Yeah.
But on a similar, same tree, different branch.
Here's how Rob's book quiz works. He names some books and you tell us what the thing is that links all those books. It's link three for pages.
Page three. I'm going to read out some books and then text in during the news to 2101 what you think the winner is or what you think the link is, and we shall give away a prize.
So you threw me with page three. I suddenly thought of the sun, but I see what you're doing there. Back to you.
No, I hadn't intended it. Cracked on pretty quickly.
Okay.
So the books this week, Jesse. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
By Ken Kesey.
Studied that one at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember which year? Was that a seventh form book? Or?
I think it was fifth or sixth form. Mm. I didn't do seventh form.
In this essay, I will argue. The next book is the...
My take on this is it's a bit of a Jesus narrative.
The symbolism was used to symbolise. the next book is The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje.
Ooh.
Which was a darling of the awards scene.
Yep.
The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje.
Read that one too. Yeah, great.
And the third one is a New Zealand book, Jesse. It's Faces in the Water by Janet Frame. So... One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesey. The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje.
Ooh, I think I've got a guess.
And Faces in the Water by Janet Frame.
Think I've got a guess. It's a great day.
Excellent.
I bet you're interested in what the prizes are today.
I'm fascinated, Jesse. Hit me.
Forgot to organise them, so...
Oh, that's okay. That's
give me a few minutes during the news. If you're the first person to get the answer right... send us a text on 2101. You'll get to choose between two great books.
And that's all we're telling you.
That's all we're telling
you. It's important to keep people on a long lead, isn't it?
And I'm joined by RNZ producer Rob Kelly now for the answers to the book quiz. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Jesse.
How many guesses did we have come through?
It's been a good, robust week this week. Starting to see some regular players come through. I was trying to work it out the other day, Jesse. I think we're dangerously close to a year.
Of the book quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
I can't quite work out when it is, but I think it's soon.
I will give you my guess because I don't think it's quite right, but
okay.
It's an interesting guess in my humble opinion.
Mm.
My guess was that they all contained mute characters.
It's a very good guess.
Mm.
It's not correct.
Was the English patient mute? Did he used to talk?
No, but I think there is potentially a mute character in it. So someone else texted in as well, with they all feature a mute character.
Oh, okay.
And I think potentially that might be true. It's not the link that I'm looking for.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's true or not. I'd have to go and reread all three of them.
Okay. All we know for sure is the mute character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
There is a mute character in Faces in the Water as well, but
it's
not a main character.
Okay.
Those are both books that involve mental health, so...
Is mute still what would call... It seems like it might be a problematic word
We
now.
Might be using the wrong word, yeah. I don't
like
know.
Like audibly challenged or something?
Maybe. I don't know what the correct terminology there is. I don't think mute's a problematic word. But
no, I don't think so. I'd be very interested
very interested to find out whether or not that's true.
Send us a text, I guess. We're going to take Warwick now, though, who's called up with his guest. Hello, Warwick.
Hi there, Jesse.
How are you getting on?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's keeping you busy today?
Well, actually, I'm not all that well. I'm off work sick, but I'm not that sick that I can't listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Church Bay, Lyttelton area.
Oh, lucky you. Must be a beautiful part of the world to spend your time.
Yeah, it's a cracker day too. Sunny and, yeah, nice.
Well, Warwick, if you win today, you can start thinking about this. I've actually got this brand new, it's sort of a coffee table book. It's an illustrated history of the Treaty of Waitangi by Claudia Orange, who's known as a real authority in that field. And it's 500 pages long, but it's colour pictures and a lot, so that'd be kind of good in any Kiwi library. Or you can have What the Face, which is a kind of a lighter, I suppose, a non-fiction book on how to eat your way to lasting well-being and radiance, Warwick. So... you can
I
choose.
Like the sound of a coffee table picture book. Actually.
Yeah, cool. Me too. That's what I'd go for. No offence to What the Face, which we've been trying to give away for some weeks now. We might do put that one in the also-ran pile. But anyway, you got to guess first, though, what the link is between those three books.
I guess I do. I think it was hospitals, psychiatric hospitals.
Yeah, hospitals is what got you over the line there. Two of them are set in psychiatric hospitals and one of them is set in a normal hospital. Well, normal. In a general health hospital.
Okay.
So that is the link.
Are you a reader, Warwick?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
You got something on the go at the moment?
Right at the moment, no, I haven't. But I tend just to read, I like to read crime fiction pretty much.
Do you? Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll have a look, see if we've got a crime fiction one as well to throw in with your prize. We've sometimes got one in the
I reckon
the
we can throw in a Paul Cleave.
Yeah?
I've got a copy of the new Paul Cleave.
Great.
That we probably throw in there.
Great.
Is he he's a Kiwi author,
yeah? Yeah, he's based in Christchurch now, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, put it on the internal mail to me, Rob, and then we'll organise this prize pack from Auckland.
Done. Done like a done one. The other book I was going to include and didn't because I was worried about the audience reaction was Middlemarch by George Eliot. Because it's not set in a hospital, but it does have a hospital in it.
Okay, good one. Thanks, Warwick. Get well soon,
lovely,
mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, Rob. You're a good man.
No worries. See you next week.